Back in the mid-1990s, Tomáš Zilvár quickly moved from putting together DIY fanzines to publishing glossy titles like Trip Mag and X Mag, magazines that were focused on electronic music at a time when that genre was really taking off among young Czechs. Today, Zilvár, who is still in his early 30s, has two jobs. Running the Prague office of the hip New York-based magazine and website Vice, and offering digitalization services to Czech media outlets and authors keen to enter the age of e-readers. When we spoke the other day, I first asked Tomáš Zilvár what the world of magazine publishing had been like here in the 90s.
I think it was pretty exciting when you look at the Big Mac exhibition, which is now happening in Brno. You will find that there were so many fanzines. Even I didn't know at the time that I had so huge competitions. And it was pretty easy when you had a topic. People were desperate to get the new stuff, you know, new music. So basically our success was first with the CD. We started to release CD with the magazine because the big publishers didn't want to support electronic music. They were not releasing electronic music CDs or vinyls, and we were. So that's how we succeed. I think it was euphoric time, which will not come back. So it wasn't from my side. I was younger. My skills were much lower, and I was more successful. So I think that's thanks to the time which was helping us.
You're running the Czech version of the magazine Vice. What model does that follow? Is it free?
Yeah, basically it started as a free distributed magazine, the street magazine called Voice of Montreal. So it started 15 years ago in Montreal. And now it's in 30 countries. And the magazine is only one part of this. More and more we call it our flyer. For example, in Czech Republic we choose the model that we put everything, all the information on internet first, and just those information or those articles which succeed on internet we put in the magazine. So it's for us is something like a catalog. And more we focus on doing video stuff, and also there's an advertising agency behind. So the medium itself, it's clearly independent. We don't say, thanks to, we are free. So we are free journalists, we can do whatever we want. We don't have to think about what to put on the cover to sell the magazine, which gives us a unique way to talk. To do the journalism, which attracted the clients. So basically the business model is that we make money on doing more and more advertising stuff and publishing in the media, on the internet. And with the Web 2.0 and all this social media, Facebook stuff, we are very successful because we know how to talk with normal people in the normal way, not the old way, official way of media.
I noticed on your website you have content in Czech and a lot of content in English. Do you know if your readers use both?
I'm pretty sure, because our target market is young trendsetter people. And my experience is that we have kind of a new Czech generation, which came after the internet. My experience is that our readers are the Czechs, the first Czechs who can be really called Europeans. Members of Europe. So they basically travel. Their second hometown is Berlin, which is our closest influential capital. And I would say they like US. They love US, so they listen to US indie bands and garage bands more than, for example, in the 90s, the electronic music came more from England and then Germany. And so this generation is more US-driven because they are driven by internet, and there the US culture hegemon is, you can feel it. But I would say we are global now, first global generation.
What does the future hold, do you think, for the magazine business, say, in the next 10, 15 years?
I think there will be catalogs of small community groups around each topics. You can easily use blocks for this, but you won't be so successful when you will have only block. If you will have block and magazine on the top, and the magazine you can give in the real world, then it gives a sense. But I don't believe people will go and buy the magazines in future. For example, I just read the news that the Newsweek magazine was sold for $1, which says everything, you know.
What about e-readers? I have never seen a Czech person or anybody in Prague reading one of those in public. Do you think they will eventually start catching on here?
And I'm seeing people with e-readers every day. Maybe it's because it's second part of my career that I'm focusing on this digital process in printing media. And as far as I can say, we together with our friends in other companies can say that we sold more than 10,000 e-readers, these black and whites. But also don't forget that you have hundreds of thousands of iPhone and Android, which can easily become e-readers. And now the iPad and all other tablets are coming. So with this, I think you have pretty big audience. And this is definitely one of the end devices for using this digital data in a portable way, similar to paper. So I believe in this end devices, they will be the driving force of this shift, and it will be very quick from my point of view.
Do you think the mainstream Czech media is ready for this shift?
I just had a meeting on this topic at Economia regarding the Hospodářské noviny, which is major economic press, and I'm pretty sure all the Czech press is facing the same, the degrees of copies sold and decrease of subscription. At one point they will have to decide to die or to improve into this new digital distribution model, and it's the same as with the music industry. You know, more the publishers will wait, the more authors and journalists will be the driving force, so will take over those publishers. So it's up to the publishers, and I think they feel it. Just the process in those companies is for 50 years, some Ringier is 175 years old, media company, and to change something in this company, it takes time. And if you imagine that Ringier is doing 3 billion crowns turnaround with half of billion of profit every year in Czech Republic, but 99% is based on paper, and you came there and say paper is going to die, they don't know what to answer, so they throw you out of the window. That's their first obvious reaction. So it takes time, but those clever will improve quickly.